Hello, audio peoples, and happy Cinco de Mayo. This is Into FTC, and I just figured I'd give you a little bit of a what's going on. Well, I see the oncologist on May 10th, and from there we'll figure out any forward action, if any, that we can do. As I said in my last update, the CT details were pretty awful. The one good thing that wasn't attacked was my pancreas, so that makes me happy because that's blood sugar control. I'm sorry I haven't been tweeting very much or answering promptly. That doesn't mean you shouldn't keep DMing or mentioning me. I just find my energy levels are kind of depleted. Probably because of the pain factor. Advil is my friend. Advil is my friend. And so is the heating pad. And sometimes I find it that the sofa cushions are more comfortable than the mattress. So who knows? I'm a hard kid to please right now. But I am still eating things. In fact, this morning I had a smashed hard-boiled egg with mayo and a cup of coffee. And, you know, I'm eating. Oh, quiet.
10:10 a.m.
Good grief, everything's talking at me at once. Shut up! Anyway, what was I saying? Oh yes, I had a smashed hard-boiled egg. I find myself eating small amounts, but fairly often. So, something like a cup full of food at a time. So like a smushed hard-boiled egg and mayonnaise was just perfect. It filled me where I needed to be filled. But maybe in another couple of hours, I'll go down and have a peanut butter cracker or something like that. Or, you know, so it's, I am putting things into me. Let's see, as far as art, well, they got him on a medication to try and help with his moods, because he's having such a terrible time adjusting. And he had some pretty ornery, putting it mildly, moods. Where at one point he was actually starting to throw things. So he's having a very hard time, and I'm trying to encourage all his old barbershop friends and things to visit him. I see him as often as I can. Though there are some days I'm just hurting too much to want to leave the house. I do have to use his transport chair because just walking, for example, from the bottom of the stairs, yes, I've been using his stair lift, why not, it's there, to the kitchen wears me out. And the one thing I will be discussing with the oncologist on Tuesday is vitamins and something to give me a bit of an energy boost. Because I'm sure that with everything that's going on down there, my body isn't gathering as much of the nutrition factor from the food as it should. So I'm hoping that we can get me on some good, strong vitamins. Anyway, I'm not going to keep it too long. I'm kind of just chilling and relaxing with a heating pad on my back that feels so good. But I did want you guys to know how much I care about you all and appreciate your notes and messages and whatever. Hopefully we'll have some sort of an update after Tuesday. I really can't give you much more right now than I have. Tomorrow I'll be working with Art's stepson, giving him my POA, power of attorney, and trying to get some sort of a form that will release my power of attorney over Art to him if I'm in a position where I can't do it. So that's more paperwork. You should have seen the pile of paperwork I had to do yesterday. Egads, every doctor wants their own set of paperwork, and some are bigger than others. And the one that I had to fill out for the oncologist's office was something like 24 pages of I don't know what. A lot of it was instructions and not very good ones as far as I'm concerned. But just getting all that stuff filled out and signed and signed and signed. Oh man, why can't they just transfer it from one doc to the other? That really would make life easy. Anyway, enough griping. Got a couple of things to do, like print out some stuff, which means I have to get up eventually and take the laptop into the shack office because my portable printer needs a black cartridge in the world's worst way. So somehow I got to get to Staples and appropriate a cartridge for that thing. Unless I choose to print it in red or something like that, which I really don't care to do. It would look interesting, but I don't know if it's legal.
5 minutes to 10:10 a.m.
Yeah, I had that set for something I had to do, and I just never turned it off. So I guess maybe I better go turn that stupid alarm off before it drives me nootses. Nootses! God bless y'all, and we'll talk soon. And again, thank you so much for the prayers and support. I am leaning on the everlasting arms of the Lord for His strength and His healing. And however He chooses to work with my life. So, on that note, I love you all. I talk soon. Goodbye-ish.